Good morning, Steve Sherlock here for Steve's 2 cents from Franklin, Mass. End of September. My, where did that go? Yep, September 30th. Autumn colors are starting to appear, at least here in New England. It's that transitional time of year, going from summer to winter through the autumn or fall. Well, I took my walk before heading into the office for work from home, so the home office. Thought I'd recap the my listening role. Listen to several podcasts on a regular basis. Thought I'd recap what's in the current rotation, primarily because the one I'm listening to at the moment, Marc Maron's WTF, he's got a wonderful conversation going with Billy Crystal. Just a wonderful conversation, seriously. Things I did not know about Billy Crystal, he was also in one of the low numbers of the draft for Vietnam War. I have to go back and figure out exactly where my number was, but I know my number was in the low numbers, and it was technically the last number, or the number before mine was the number that Rhode Island ended up using to fulfill their draft quota. So I lucked out at that time, and so did Billy Crystal because of his birth date in that famous role back in the late 60s. He also was a substitute teacher. How did I not know that? For those of you who know my early history, I did spend some years substituting. Good experience, good training, a lot of learning. It was a fun time. So Marc Maron, WTF, the art of conversation, really, significantly. He is well worth listening to. The conversations are with different people. I mean, you may have heard earlier this year, he interviewed President Obama. That was a wonderful conversation. He actually created a special landing page for Mock Talks with Obama. He's interviewed so many really, really good ones. I think in a prior audio, I referenced some of the others. More recently, Terry Gross, who also got an award for the Art of Conversation. The interview she did with Mark was in public, on a stage, I think in Brooklyn or somewhere in New York City. Gave a different dynamic to being so public. And again, she's such a public figure anyway. But it was still a wonderful conversation, even with the live audience. And I think the conversation, especially when it's Mark in his garage, you just get down to, you know, just the conversation between two people. There's some questions. He doesn't necessarily know exactly where he's going to go. Just talk about, you know, what the person's doing, how the person's doing, where did they come from, where are they going. And it's an art, really. And there's always a connection. Sometimes it's dramatic, sometimes it's a little less so. But if you're listening, if you would like to listen to something and get a variety of conversations between artists and directors and musicians, highly recommend Marc Maron WTF podcast. What's also in the role, the regular rotation, marketing companion, Mark Schaefer, Tom Webster. Both PodCamp connections. Marketing Over Coffee, also another PodCamp connection. John Wall and Chris Penn, going back to the original PodCamp Boston. Twist Image, 6 Pixels of Separation with Mitch Joel, highly recommended. He actually was the one who introduced me to Marc Maron. Several years ago, he interviewed Mark, and that's how I found about Mark. I also had the fortune to meet Mitch at the original PodCamp Boston when he came down and met a lot of the folks that he had been conversing with online and got to meet in real life for the first time at that historic moment many years ago. 99% Invisible with Roman Mars. Saw his TED Talk earlier this year on the flag design and have been following that since. Great design insights, mix of current events and history. Very worthwhile listening to. I always learn something from that. Those are the ones that are primary in the rotation. There are some others, some that I skip from time to time, but those are the primary ones. So if you're looking for things to listen to and you hadn't heard any of those, take my word for it and at least give it a listen. I think if you're listening to me and you like what I'm listening, or like listening to me, you the connection will be there. You'll find something else interesting in those folks. They're well worth it. So that's what's happening at this end of September. Hope things are finding you well. Third quarter is done. Hope your yearly objectives are making some progress on. And until next time, take care. This is Steve Sherlock from Steve's Two Cents in Franklin, Mass. Take care.